lest you die. I want to talk to you about sin, the deception of sin, and the consequences of sin. In Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, the Bible says, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.' Then the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die.'" Who was the serpent in this story? Well, the serpent was actually Satan in serpent's clothing. Who was Satan? Jesus gives us an account of who Satan is. In the book of John chapter 8, verse 44, Jesus says, "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. For he is a liar and the father of it." The same tactic that Satan used to cause man to sin and bring about the curse is the same tactic he uses today. That is lying. Sin is tempting, and it often appears desirable. Let's look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. It says, "So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate." The fruit, it looked pleasant to the eyes. Sin is often pleasant to the eyes. We desire to take of it. What happened when they did eat of the fruit? Well, once they ingested the fruit, the curse was pronounced. And they, Adam and Eve, as well as us, we are destined to die because of it, because of sin. The book of Romans chapter 6, verse 23, the Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death." Not only do we die physically because of sin, but there can be death to relationships. There can be death to joy. There can be death to peace. Because of the choices that I make, the foolishness that we're involved in, I choose to sin, and it will affect my wife. It will affect people around me, causing death and destruction all about. We see that in the Old Testament with the rebellion of Korah and Dathan. It says that they rose up against Moses, and the Lord judged Korah and Dathan. And the earth opened up and it swallowed them. Not only those two, but it says that their entire households, their wives, their children, causing death, bringing death upon them, death all around because of their choices, because of their sin. However, in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it doesn't stop there where it says the wages of sin is death. There's hope. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. In John chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Yes, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, grace came into the world. Death came in, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more, Romans chapter 5, verse 20 says. And if you have never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, if you have never received that great grace, just repeat after me in a simple prayer, "Lord, forgive me, for I am a sinner. I desire your grace to be upon my life. I desire restoration. I desire life in replacement of death. I desire to live with you for all of eternity. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen."